Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
To meet these new customer expectations, find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Bill Brandt back on the show. I know Bill's back. Yeah, we're excited too. 1999, he joined me for the first time. More than 18 years he's been hanging out with us and still doesn't know why. He's the president and CEO of Development Specialists, Inc., DSI.biz. He's a global businessman, global problem solver, and also a pretty involved political operative. And he's our good friend, Bill Brandt. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here with you and your listeners.
Good to have you back. So, Bill, now you're a Chicagoan. You live. You have a home in Chicago. You got a business office. Your headquarters is in Chicago. You base out of there, even though you travel all over the world. And you're very much involved in the leadership of the state, and I dare say probably Chicago. But Bill, as smart as you are, Chicago is not, and Illinois is not doing well these days. What are we going to do about it?
Well, you know, Jim, as you recall, I spent 9 years heading up one of Illinois' bond issuing
agencies,
so I'm in the middle of it. There's a phrase that I want your listeners to consider that I always use when I talk about this, and that is, you get the government you're willing to pay for, and it's as simple as that. And if you know, Illinois is the fifth most populous state in the union, has about 13 million people, its tax rates are equivalent to some of the tax rates in the much smaller states. It is a low tax state. People look at me crazily when I say that, but they don't know Illinois. In California or New York, most of the high earners,
right, pay
state income taxes that approach 12% or 13%, depending on various cities' taxes and the rest of it. Illinois, up until recently, had a flat tax applying to billionaires and wage earners of 3.5%.
Wow, I have to say, I did not know that.
Yeah. So, when I was with the previous governor, we decided that if we put in a small income tax increase, we could get rid of the structural deficit, and we could get rid of the back end of the bills. So we raised the taxes to 5%, flat. There is no progressive income tax. It's against the Constitution. And the current governor rolled that back, immediately put the structural deficit back in, and let the bills build up. And so, look, I'm agnostic. I hate taxes as much as the next guy, but if I moved to California, I'd be paying three times what I'm paying in taxes, or if I moved to New York, almost 3.5. And those states, you know, especially California.
What is your income tax rate compared to your neighbors, Illinois and Iowa? I mean, Indiana and Iowa.
They're all about Illinois. They're a little bit higher in most of the states next to us. Illinois was one of the lowest. You could argue different things because the corporate income tax in some states, you know, surrounding us was lower. But Illinois was one of the lower tax states in the five-state region.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota, Wisconsin, the others. None of them. People.
What about the other equalizer is property tax?
Illinois has a high property tax. And the reason, of course, is like the inverse of California. If you've got to support your schools, then there's insufficient cash coming out of Springfield, the state capital, to do so, then local governments are encouraged to raise their property taxes to support their schools.
Right.
You know, California is exactly the opposite. With Proposition 13, property taxes are capped. So school funding is all done through Sacramento, which is perhaps maybe a better way. But that's the so depending on where you live, you make it up with property taxes, which is kind of goofy. But that's what Illinois' model has chosen.
Well, isn't Illinois having a serious school funding problem right now?
They are. They're fighting
and,
over this.
And
age
California
old battle.
Doesn't seem to be. Although they've got their own problems, they don't funding education doesn't seem to be one of them out there.
It is not. And the reason.
So
is
maybe
Illinois
your maybe
has,
your point. Nobody's ever delivered that analysis.
Illinois is one of those classic states, like New York, where you have Chicago and then you have the rest of the state.
Yeah.
Politicians over the years.
It's a unique state in that way. Maybe New York's close.
Yeah, New York is close. New York has a couple of upstate metropolises like Buffalo and, right. and Rochester. And Illinois has, you know, some others like Peoria, but it's Chicago and the rest of the state. And the
yeah.
politicians have played off for years Chicago versus the rest of the state. The
right.
truth is, you can't bail out when it never rolled. Those kids in Cairo and East St. Louis need an education as much
right.
as the kids in Chicago do if the state's to survive.
Well, what do you think? What's the future of Illinois?
I think if they raise the income taxes somewhat, they've just raised them to 4.95%. I think they could actually do a point or two
but,
higher.
But is there a system to be good stewards of that increased money?
I think so.
Or is it going to wind up going to a bunch of union heads?
Well, you know, here's where you and I differ. I think that I have the same problem with the pension issues that you do. They need to be brought under control.
Yeah.
And one of my biggest bugaboos is the 3% annual compound interest in cost of living, which could be reduced mm-hmm. and put on a consumer price index, because we both know that inflation's been flat for the last
right.
decade or so.
Right.
So those things need to be done, and there needs to be forward-thinking people, and I would agree with you that people on both sides, both those who are thinking about yeah. raising taxes and the pension folks at the unions, need to get real.
Now be
real
careful, food. Bill, when you talk about when you're talking about people on both sides. You know what kind of trouble that got our president
yeah,
in?
When you start talking about...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.